Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, there's one thing you can do if you like it, and that is go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And why would you want to do that? Well, hey, we'll read it. I'll actually do it in character, even if I don't do the character. You name it, I'll read it. Also, supporting this podcast through Patreon. It's not your duty. You don't have to do it. I'm not begging here, but if you'd like to, it helps, well, it helps me, Tim Andrews, make a little bit of money. Just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and donate. That's all you got to do. There's some great rewards. We're going to have more great rewards. They're going to be great. They're going to be huge rewards. You're going to love them. I swear.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hi, everybody. Tim Andrews here. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. Me, I'm boiling some mashed potatoes. Well, they're not mashed yet, but you can kind of hear them boiling in there if you listen closely. There's some garlic in there, there's some onions in there. And going out to my parents today to have a nice turkey dinner. This is your Radio Labyrinth Extra episode. We don't really have a name for it, but last weekend, Jeff went to the Heroes and Villains Fan Fest at the Georgia World Congress Center, and he did a couple of interviews with Sean Gunn, from the Gilmore Girls and other things, and Ming Chen from Comic Book Men on AMC. So why don't you give it a listen? And, yeah, there's that.
If you're out on the road, feeling lonely and so cold, all you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next.
I'm talking to Sean Gunn from, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy and Gilmore Girls.
Hello.
And I take a lot of flack for being a fan of the Gilmore Girls. As a man, but I tend to point people to a scene from season 2 where Kirk and Lorelai are discussing her film series that she's holding in Stars Hollow, and Kirk says, "In my heart, I know I'm Akira Kurosawa," and Lorelai says, "Seven Samurai, great film," and then Kirk has no idea what she's talking about.
I'm not familiar. Yeah, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. She says, "You know, Seven Samurai? No, yeah, no. Who's the?" And he says, "Oh, wait, no, not Akira Kurosawa. Who's the guy who directed all those Facts of Life?"
Right.
She says,
"Asad Kalata."
It's like, that's what it is.
In my heart, I know
I'm Asad
Kalata. Great line. Is that Amy Sherman Palladino? Is that her?
That's all her.
All
man.
Her, yeah, that's what I figured.
It's all her. Some of it's Dan, some of it's her husband.
Right.
They're a great team.
But just the reference, the Facts of Life out of nowhere. And
oh, yeah, man.
The juxtaposition of Akira Kurosawa and Asad Kalata from Facts of Life is hilarious.
Yeah, so I love it.
Cracks me up. So
I'm glad you remember that line. As you can tell, I remembered it, too, because it's a really good line.
Right. So I got to ask what your favorite Kirk scene was, and if you have a favorite coming up from the Netflix series, anything you can talk about from that.
Yeah, I can. I mean, you know, the one you just mentioned is really great. I love the scene. I love the scene in Luke's apartment where Kirk tells Luke about his night terrors.
Night terrors. I was wondering if you were going to say that.
He can't assault Lulu before he tells her that he loves her.
Right.
The weird implication being that it would be okay to assault her after he tells her, I guess. Which is a little nuts. I love that scene. There's a picnic basket episode in season 2 that I've always loved, a scene between me and Jackson Douglas on a bench. I think it's the first time they gave Kirk backstory. So I really, that scene kind of has a special place in my heart. Let's see, the new ones. You know, Kirk's got a pet pig now, you guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you just have to take that and roll with it. There are a couple scenes I really like, but I won't give any spoilers quite yet.
Right. I was a big fan of Bunheads as well. You're a great barista on Bunheads.
Thank you,
Sebastian. That was canceled too soon.
I agree.
And Guardians of the Galaxy, of course. Is there anything you could tell us about part two?
Yeah, I mean, what can I say? I'm very happy to reprise my role as Kraglin, the Ravager, in part two. You know, since we've last seen the Ravagers, it's just a couple of months later, and they haven't really gone after Peter Quill for double-crossing them as much as some of them would like. They're wondering if Yondu's getting soft on them, and so there's some dissent among the ranks. And that's sort of where we kick the story off in Guardians 2 with the Ravagers.
Was the audition process really hard, or you just had to put your brother in a headlock? Well, how did that work?
The audition process actually was a real thing. I mean, I never did actually have to read for the movie, but I really didn't know if I was going to be in it and to how large my role would be ultimately. Really until about just a week or two before I had to be in London to start shooting. So it was kind of down to the wire. I didn't really know how things were going to go down, and I was very fortunate to get a really, you know, good role, and then also to do the work on Rocket that I did.
Was the second one shot all in London too, or did they shot some of it here in Atlanta?
No, the second one was all shot here.
All shot here, okay.
Yeah, we're in Fayetteville actually, but yeah, first one was in London, second one was Atlanta.
But it's all that same Pinewood.
Yeah,
studios,
Pinewood Atlanta.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything you like about being back in Atlanta?
I love it here. I think this is a really cool city. So I always find cool stuff to do while I'm here, and now I know the city pretty well. I know what restaurants I like, and it's nice. It's always good to be back.
You've been to Gun Show?
Yes, I have.
I recommend that to everybody from out of town. All right, well, that's my 5 minutes. So thank you, Sean Gunn, for appearing on Radio Labyrinth Podcast.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
This episode will probably drop next week. I'll post it on Facebook and stuff if you're looking for it.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
I'm Jeff from the Radio Labyrinth Podcast, and I'm talking to Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
What's up, my friend?
How you doing?
We go way back.
Yeah, it's
we go
because
way back.
Of you guys that I started the podcast, and I'm doing the podcast now. We're 50 episodes now.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. Most podcasts fizzle within 10.
Right.
And most don't even go a year. So
right. We're coming up on a year.
Yeah, it's tough. Do you have a partner? You have a podcasting
partner?
Right,
there's four of us.
Okay.
Now. We started with three, and then we added a girl.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Stephanie is her name. So
that's good.
That
good.
Female perspective, and she's pretty funny, too. So
I love, I love podcasting with females. I'm a big advocate for more female podcasters. I love the ones that can bust my balls like anybody else can.
Right.
So
speaking of busting balls, you were supposed to be with Brian today, but he didn't show up.
Yes.
What
so
happened to that?
Originally, here at Heroes and Villains Fan Fest, Atlanta, supposed to be, the comic book man, Ming Chen, Mike Zapsik, Brian Johnson.
Right.
3 weeks ago, Mike told me he couldn't come. Apparently, Walt yelled at him for not being around on the weekends.
Right.
He does a lot of cons, not as many as I do, but he's gone a lot of weekends. Walt put his foot down, said he can't go. So he bailed out of this one. Brian, I didn't find out until yesterday that he wasn't coming. And I was the last person to know. All the staff here knew.
Right.
The homeless guy down the street knew. And like the kids at the local, like at the all the McDonald's employees knew. I didn't know. Apparently, he had some kind of family issue.
Right.
So yeah. Now it's just me, which is fine. You know, it means I don't have to stress as much.
Right.
But I know people here. You know, they want to see all of us. You know, we're kind of like the Boondock Saints. You know,
right.
Get all of us. We'll kick some ass, but.
Well, I'm glad you were able to make it still.
Dude, I'll come. I love this. I love Heroes and Villains Fan Fest and their sister convention, Walker Stalker Convention.
Right.
Just amazing. I love the city of Atlanta. I love being in the cotton atmosphere.
I saw you went to the Claremont Lounge.
I did go to the world-famous Claremont Lounge, which if you've never been there, technically, it's by the letter of the law, it's a strip club. But, like, all the dancers there, like, average age is about 53, 54.
Was Blondie still working there?
There's a woman named Blondie. A big black woman who crushes beer cans between her boobs. I heard she's retired, but she was for the longest time the face of the franchise, if you will. So, but no, my favorite dancer, Barbie Valentine, was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
Might be in love a little bit. I don't know, but yeah,
Are you doing while you're in town?
I've been eating. Every market I've been to: Pond City Market, Croc Street Market.
Right.
Walked up and down the Beltline, so I walked some of that off. Jenny's Ice Cream, Star Provisions. All that stuff, man. All that stuff. I truly want to find the best of Atlanta. I really love this town.
Have you gone to Gun Show?
I didn't go to Gun Show this time. I went to Gun Show.
You've been before.
I went there 2 years ago. It was Friday night at 8:59. They close at 9.
Right.
I walked in and they're like, "Sorry, sir. Do you have a reservation?" No. I was like, "Sorry, we can't seat you." I was like, "Whoa. I'm just by myself."
Right.
I'm like, "Oh, we have one more seat left. You can take it if you want." And it was one of the best dinners I've ever had.
Right, I love that place. I've only been once, but it was spectacular. And I always recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, you guys got some great stuff here. Yeah. I'm almost tempted to move down here. It's pretty cool.
It'd be great. So you used to be a graphic designer. I'm a graphic designer myself. You still do any of that?
I do. I still do stuff for Kevin if they need images. I think right now, which is, I guess, is kind of fun, is I guess I'm using my graphic design power to market myself.
Right.
Which if you... That's probably the ultimate. If you can market yourself,
right,
it's not a bad gig. You know, if you're as vain as I am, it's even better. But yeah, but if the other guys are coming to the show, I'll create stuff for them too. If they want con banners, I'll do that too. It's stuff like that. There's so much bad design in this world. It's kind of nice to make it to clean it up a little bit.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do a lot of cons, and
I love traveling. I love adventure. I love finding dive bars and hole in the wall places. And I think I found the way to do it, the way to do all of that, and have an amazing weekend. If there's a con somewhere, it's the best party ever in the world, at wherever that con is.
And you do Comic Book Man just in the summertime.
Yeah, too, so so it's a pretty cool schedule I have right now.
The rest of the year off to do the cons.
Although it never seems, I never seem to sleep ever. So I don't know. I prefer it that way though. Don't cry for me.
Right.
No tears here. It's just fun. It's all fun.
Any news at all on another season of Comic Book Man?
Probably won't find out until April or May.
Right.
But so far, the ratings have been very, very good. So I want to thank anybody currently watching season 6 right now after The Walking Dead. I mean, we'll take all the support we can get. That's how the people above see how well you're doing. It's all in the numbers.
I'd love to see you guys on right after Talking Dead instead of the repeat.
They did that once and it worked out pretty well even ratings wise, but then they're like, "Wait a minute, if we rerun Walking Dead, what would happen?" It gets monster ratings, so I can't argue with it.
No, I guess though, the West Coast feed too.
And there are people that do get home late on a Sunday night, so they'll watch at 11, so I can't fault them.
I'm old. I have trouble staying up till midnight now, and on a work night,
this is what DVRs are invented for, my friend.
Right, that's what I usually do first thing Monday morning is watch Comic Book Man.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a pretty cool tradition, right? Monday morning Comic Book Man.
And I do those top 5 funniest moments from Comic Book Man.
Those are amazing. The amount of work you put on there.
Right, it's that Comic Life app. I don't know.
Still, you got to come with the captions, and people love it. You get a lot of likes, a lot of retweets. I love it when you do it.
And I appreciate every time you retweet me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. It's really cool. Yeah, if you haven't checked it out, my friend Jeff here.
TwoCentsTV.com
or at
TwoCentsTV.
TwoCentsTV, you do a recap of your top 5 moments, but it's in comic book form.
Right.
And it's pretty great.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ming. I appreciate
it. Anytime, man. Anytime, for sure.
Thanks for coming back to Atlanta.
Absolutely. I love this town. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you.
Got us!
Two Faces Radio.